Now, teachers and special needs assistants who've been physically injured in the classroom are calling for greater support and changes to the government's scheme for leave of absence following an assault. Their call has been backed by FORSA and the Irish National Teachers Organisation, as figures show over 2,000 school staff have availed of the scheme since it was set up in 2017. Now, our reporter Aisling Kenny has the story and she's with us now. Aisling, you've been speaking to teachers and special needs assistants who are injured at school.
Yes, that's right. I've been speaking to a number of teachers and special needs assistants over the past few days, Laura, who told me stories about being bitten, slapped, punched, pushed up against walls, having their hairs pulled on a daily basis. Many of them didn't want to speak publicly, but they told me they've been left extremely traumatised after some very serious assaults. I spoke to one woman who I've called Joanne. That isn't her real name. She doesn't want to be identified. She is a teacher in a primary school and she told me about how she had her nose broken by a student in a special needs class she was working in.
I've had my nose broken, which has resulted in a complete loss of sense of smell. I can't breathe through my left nostril anymore because of the way the fracture happened. Nothing drains from my nose anymore, so I have continuous headaches. Never mind the mental toll of it. I've had chairs thrown at me, tables thrown and flipped on me, books, anything you could possibly get your hands on in a classroom. I have had metal baskets like IKEA Trofast baskets thrown at me. I've been punched. I've been kicked. I've been scraped. I'm verbally abused on a daily basis.
Now, I also spoke to another woman, Olivia, which isn't her real name. She is a special education teacher. She was diagnosed with complex regional pain syndrome. That's a chronic pain disorder after her left hand was slammed into a table while at work. She told me about her experience.
The child had spilled water on the ground. I went to clean it up so that they didn't slip. And when I went over, I knelt down beside them and I just put my hand on their table to balance myself. When I did that, my hand was grabbed and it was slammed into the corner of a steel reinforced table. And in that instant, then my life as I knew it was shattered. About this time last year, I was sat in my consultant's office in Dublin, just crying, like, because we were at a point where we thought, where do we go now? You know, we'd had the spinal cord stimulator, nothing was helping, nothing was relieving the pain, and you just can't live with that much pain on a daily basis. So I was sat in his office and we were asking about amputation, but even that wasn't an option. And, you know, amputation to me at that time would have been the dream, because it would have taken the arm, it would have taken the pain. So I had a new spinal cord stimulator placed again, and like, that's the third major spinal surgery to go through, all from an assault in the classroom. Every procedure, every surgery has been traumatic in itself, but the complex regional pain syndrome, it's this burning pain that you're left with daily, and it's as if your hand is in a flame of fire and being torn across the cheese grater. It's been devastating. You know, you lose a huge part of yourself. I lost my independence. I lost my ability to drive, to even cut up my own food. But, like, I lost my career, which I worked so hard for.
Wow, Aisling, that's just so shocking to hear that. And unions say the incidents are getting more serious. What figures have you obtained to show that?
Yes, Laura. Well, I obtained figures from the Department of Education and they show that over 2,000 primary and secondary school teachers and SNAs have availed of the government's assault leave scheme since it was set up in 2017. Now, this year, up to the end of October, 360 school staff took leave after being assaulted. Now, leave of absence can be granted to a teacher or a special needs assistant who is unable to work due to a physical injury following an assault that happened in a school setting. Now, the majority of the assaults happened to SNAs working in primary schools, but these figures don't actually show the full picture because the data doesn't include staff employed by education and training boards.
Aisling, do we know why there are so many assaults happening in schools?
Well, I think it's very important to say unions, teachers and SNAs, all of whom I've spoken to, they all wanted to stress that this is never, ever the fault of the child with special needs. They say that this is often a way for students to communicate or to indicate that their needs are not being met. They told me there isn't enough early intervention, and when a child is struggling to communicate, their behaviour gets worse. Unions, including the INTO and FORSA, say schools need proper resources, teachers and SNAs need support and, critically, more training. Inclusion Ireland Chief Executive Dervil McDonagh says the system isn't working and changes need to be made.
So we do need a whole rethink and a reframing of this issue, starting with the child as the rights holders and building out supports from there. So what we need to see is more investment in teacher and SNA training within our schools, making sure that people know how to support children appropriately, and really looking at what's going wrong in the environment that a child is showing up in this distressed state, and that's resulting in injuries of staff within the school environment. In some ways, it's multifaceted, but some of what we're hearing is that many special classes, special schools are being set up very quickly, and we're not adequately resourcing teachers from an upskilling perspective and resourcing SNAs as well. So we need to really look at what's happening for children in these environments.
So that was Dervil McDonagh from Inclusion Ireland there. Now, there have been calls for a change to the government's assault leave scheme, haven't there, Aisling?
There have. There have been calls for reform of the scheme for teachers and SNAs, particularly working in special schools and special class settings. FORSA Trade Union, which represents SNAs, wants the assault leave scheme extended to include occupational injury. The maximum leave available for assault is 3 months at full pay in a rolling 4-year period. And that can be extended for another 3 months in cases of serious assault. But some people require a longer time to recover. Now, the INTO says many are left using their standard sick leave following an incident, resulting in financial hardship and long-term emotional and physical consequences. The union has called for an extension to the duration of assault leave and financial supports to cover medical bills, therapy and medication following an assault. They say too many teachers and SNAs are being left to cope alone after traumatic incidents. Now, Deirdre O'Connor is the Deputy General Secretary of the union.
What we want to see is a change to the definition of assault to include the psychological trauma that arises from assault. We want to see an extension of the time for applying for assault leave, because you have to apply for assault leave straight after the assault happens. An extension of the duration of the payment during sick leave or during assault leave. And also we're calling for other supports, like, for example, counselling supports and psychological supports.
Deirdre O'Connor from the INTO there. Now, Aisling, what has the Department of Education said about the scheme?
Well, in a statement, the Department of Education said it's commenced a review of the terms and conditions of the leave of absence following assault scheme in consultation with unions and school management bodies. It said that any changes to the terms and conditions of this scheme must be made through engagement with education partners and the approval of the Department of Public Expenditure.
Aisling Kenny, thank you so much for that. It's 8:28.